Blog Talk Radio.
Listen. Let me see what you got, baby. I hear you. Yeah. Rock with me.
Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Email is out there. I have Medisa on the line. It's just me and her right now because everybody
is
a party. Dre probably won't be here because he is still at work. And I'm out of town.
Right.
And so he's going to have to Uber home.
Understandable.
Ron is going to leave early. How you late and then gonna leave early? But anyway,
I guess he figured
that's what he that they go,
you
that,
know wrong.
Go wrong with that Negro. You know wrong with that Negro.
Yeah, there
you
go.
That's what he. That Negro stuff. Explained to him last week. That's what he be doing. And so right now it's just me and you, girl. Just me and you. And Taylor, she's gonna try to get in. She just got off work. She's trying to get home.
I understand that. Trust me, I was in that traffic last week. Thankfully,
yeah.
Everybody got off early today, so it's nice.
And they was like, it's Friday, we ain't trying to do this shit with y'all in between. So, we drink because we say inappropriate things. I'm just now eating. Like, I've been on and going all day long. My head hurts, and I just sat down to eat, so just give me a moment. But, he said, I'm already at the hotel. Give me 45 seconds.
Dear Lord. I can't with him.
Got his peanuts. So we drink because we say inappropriate things. We are your inappropriate friends. So tonight, we're going to talk about a couple of things. Because I just read an article that was saying that 50% of women are once, you know, they already have their backup plan ready if the other man comes up. So we're going to talk about that because I just wanted to say that the article's dumb, but we're going to talk about it. And then I was listening to one of my podcasts, and they were talking about, like, who really definitely checks up on single people? Because single men are dying quicker than married men. But single women are out here living their best lives. Wow, married women are dying quicker than single women.
That's stress.
So who's checking on us? Like, who's worried about us out here in these streets, especially the men folks? So that's what we're talking about tonight. We're here. We're going to do this thing. Guess Ron's ready to come to work now. Hey, Ronald.
What's going on, ladies?
Hi.
Hey, boyfriend.
And girlfriend.
So, yeah. So that's what we're talking about.
You know what I didn't hear in your in your whole slew of stats? What I didn't hear you say is that married women outlive married men also.
Yeah, that too.
Hmm.
Yeah. Right, so you know what that tells me?
What?
Y'all are killing us.
Oh,
shit.
No. Here we go. This foolishness.
But who's killing single men? Because single men die quicker than married men.
Right. Mm-hmm. Single don't mean they not fucking.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, so it's all, you know what? You're stupid.
No, I'm serious as a heart attack.
Oh, yeah. Heart attack. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So. There's a bunch of reasons why this is what it is. But one of the reasons is, for a man, your life source, for lack of a better term, is your semen. The more you release your semen, the more you will die at an earlier age. That's why if you look at some of the people who...
If you look at some of the people who've
lived the longest, like some of those Tibetan monks, that's because they're not busting off. Right, they keeping their life source inside.
You know, what? I think there's a little bit of truth to that, as far as
fuck you mean a little
concerned.
Bit. Fuck you mean a little bit.
Because it's, I guess in the bigger picture is that it, when you think about that exchange of energy, you know, when a man does what he does, he busts. You know what I mean? I can understand how that could put be. You want something, I think, there. So if you're out here fucking around and being whorish, then you're going to die sooner. So
yeah,
stop being a hoe.
Deplete your life source.
Stop being a hoe. Stop hoeing in these streets.
Oh, Lord.
Stop spreading your hold-em.
Or,
stop spreading your hold-em
or,
around. Your hold-em
and
your
semen. If you're going to whore, don't be busting them nuts.
Well, you're going to have a bad case of blue balls if you don't bust.
Well, I mean, there's ways around that. Listen. I can give you a tutorial later.
I'm not a man,
but,
so I don't know. I don't know.
You would be the one who benefits from it. You know what I'm saying? Because all he's going to do is make you happier.
Okay, well, I'm listening.
Oh, now all of a sudden she's listening. She did that some bullshit 5 seconds ago, but I ain't no man. I don't want to hear this shit. Now it's all right. Well, I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. Yeah, so y'all
hit
killing
my line.
Us.
Hit my
bottom line.
Oh, okay. Ooh, interesting.
But also to your point, Amaj, men usually only check up on themselves as far as health-wise and psychologically when they're goaded to do so. When women are saying, did you make that appointment? Did you do this? Did you go there? Did you go get this done? Did you get that done? And if you don't have a woman to help you do that, more than likely you're not going to do it as much, if at all. So you're going to let little lingering things get worse. You're going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to turn to something big, and you're going to die, and you're going to die alone. You're going to be sitting in your little comfortable chair in your home watching your 97-inch television, and you're going to have a heart attack, and you're going to die alone because you don't have a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
Or somebody. Yeah, I think that is
something like a very valid point.
No, I really think it is a very valid point, just because, just even from personal experience, like, I just was having a conversation with Amaya the other night and was like, you need to go, it's time for you to get your, you know, you're 42, you need to go get your prostate exam. And he's like, well, I'm not doing that shit. And I'm like, well, you need to go. It's important that you go. And it's just like, well, all this, that, and the other, and it's a constant, you know, like, hey, this is what you need to start doing for yourself at this point. He could give two fucks about going. I mean, and that's And I think there are a lot of men like that. They feel like, okay, well, I feel great. I don't have no reason to go to the doctor, so I'm not going to do it. And then, like you said, something happens. They get, you know, either they get sick or, you know, they have to have somebody push them. And then by the time they go, it's like, oh, well, you have X, Y, and Z. And this could have been prevented had you been done doing X, Y, and Z. So I think it's just a not only that whole thing about I don't want to go to the doctor, this, that, and the other. And then this whole ego thing, I think you have to, for men, a lot of this is related to their ego just because of the fact that when you go to the doctor, you have to kind of make yourself vulnerable because you have to share information. They're prodding and finding out things about you, you know what I mean? And there may be certain things that a man deals with. Let's just use the example of some of the symptoms that come with prostate cancer, like, you know, the difficult urination, the frequent urination, but it's also in some instances difficult for them to urinate. Little things like changes in their testicles and how it, you know what I mean? Those type of things. They don't necessarily want to go out and say, oh, yeah, by the way, doctor, you know, something's going on with my balls. You know, it's just one of those things. A man will have a
not
fucking
your balls.
Cold. I'm just saying it. I'm just using, you know, just whatever. But, you know, a man will have a lingering cold, a cough that's lingering. And, you know what I mean? You'll be like, okay, you need to go get that checked out because you've been coughing for fucking 6 months and then you're wheezing when you sleep at night. You know what I mean? Or whatever the case may be. This motherfucker walking around with walking pneumonia. And you know what I'm saying? Like, and then it's a trickle-down effect because then it starts to affect other things. And I think there's just a lot of men that just are like, I'm not doing it. And so they are, and then if, like Ron said, when you're single and there's no one to kind of check up on you and say you need to be doing these things, you know what I mean, chances are you're not going to do them, and then you have a situation. And I think it's kind of sad, but at the same time, it's understandable because it's all about that ego. You know, going to the doctor makes you vulnerable, and then even admitting when you don't feel well for some, you know what I mean? Like, people have lingering things wrong with them and just be like, oh, okay, well, you know, you've been walking around with this limp or whatever the case may be, or you know, every time you complain about your back or this, that, and the other, and it's like, you got a whole ass issue going on, but yet, you know, you would rather just be macho than to say, okay, you know, I might need to go get this checked out because that might be something going on with me. But I don't, you know, I've known men that have been on a deathbed, can't breathe. You can't breathe, sir. But you sitting up here, can't breathe, and you're not going to go to the doctor, you're almost dead. Like, if you didn't go to the doctor, you're going to die. Had you not went to the doctor, you would have been dead. But that's why they I feel like they're dying in a different, you know. And then I think also, too, there's this, you know, when you by yourself and you ain't really got nobody, they try to act like it don't matter. But yeah, you might get a little lonely. You know, everybody needs that companionship, and if you don't have nobody that you're dealing with on a consistent basis, and you pretty much just by yourself, you're just lonely.
And here go the other thing, that if you don't have a woman, then you need an adult female child.
Yep.
So, like, if you ain't got no woman, okay, that's one thing. But if you got a 20-something-year-old or 30- or 40-something-year-old daughter, then all right. That kind of makes up for not having that woman, because she'll be that one to be like, Daddy, did you do this? Daddy, did you do this? How you feeling, Daddy? How's your neck? How's your foot? How's your back? Let me borrow some money, Daddy. Oh, my bad. Is that just me? I'm sorry. But yeah, but men definitely need somebody.
Yeah. And then, like I'll give you a great example of that with Dre. Because, you know, I was like, okay, why are you walking with a limp? Why are you walking funny? Why are you walking so slow? And he was just like, oh, I'm just tired, I've been on my feet all day. Okay. So it progressed. Dude, when you going to the doctor? I don't need to go to no doctor. Sorry, you need to go to the doctor. So then at the time, Rockwilder here with his girlfriend. And she kept telling him, you need to go to the doctor. Finally, he goes to the doctor. And the doctor was like, if you would have waited a couple of more days, you would have been paralyzed because there's a tumor on your back. Like, that's how, like, y'all, if somebody says, hey, you need to go to the doctor, go ahead and make your appointment. Go ahead and do it. Because you don't know what's going on inside of your body. You have no earthly idea.
I actually disagree with that. I think you definitely do know what's going on with your body. You just ignore it. I think, you know what I'm saying, or you minimize it. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no way you can tell me you've had your same body for 35, 40, 27 years, however many years you've had it, and you don't feel the difference. You know what I'm saying? You feel that I used to be able to do this. Now I can't do that no more. But then you just start saying, oh, that's, I don't need to do that. No, you do need to do it. You know what I'm saying? I used to be able to, like some female, I used to be able to do a split. Now I can't do a split no more. Yeah, that's because, you know what I'm saying, you done got out of shape for whatever reason.
Bones is different.
That's so very different.
It's not
that's
different.
So very different.
It is
it's
different
not different.
Being out of shape because you're just out of shape is totally different than you ignoring some shit that's going on with you that you can't do that you used to be able to do because something's wrong with your
pain. No, it's not different. It's the same thing. It's just...
Okay.
It just manifests in different ways. One manifests in the gut. One manifests in high blood pressure. One manifests in gout. One manifests in you got to get a whole new wardrobe because you can't fit shit from last season. You know what I'm saying? It just manifests different. But it's the same thing because if you have extra weight, then it's a good chance you got some cholesterol issues. It's a good chance you got some, you know what I'm saying, salt issues, some sugar issues, some something issues. You know what I mean? It's a good chance that you do. And as long as you have those issues and you're not caring for that out of shape, then that's not, you know what I'm saying, that's letting it get worse. So it's the same thing. It's just that, you know, one makes people feel one way and one makes people feel a different way. But, yeah, I don't see much of a difference in them.
Okay. I'm cold. I'm trying to, turn on my heat.
Well, then put your either put your coat on or have a drink, motherfucker. Choose one.
You stupid. I am not in my home, so this is why it feels just like cold.
Well, then set a motherfucking fire and just stand over the fire like, you know what I'm saying, you singing
here.
For the Love of Money in New Jack City.
This nigga here. I hate you're
so dumb. That's not nice. Don't hate
me. You're a hater. Hater.
Exactly. And I've had enough liquor in me to hate back, so don't get me started.
Oh, Lord. I have not had any liquor, even though I bought me some. I have not drunk any of it. You know, I'm tired. And I'm gonna get, when we get out of this show, I am probably going to just go to the bed. But,
come on, get it together.
Before they break up with the ones they're with, they're going for the next month. I do not think this is true. It's just 50% of them. I don't think this is true.
All right. What I need you to do is take the phone out your throat.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
I'm cold. Sorry. And my sweater was covering up my microphone. Sorry. Go. Don't be
you were sounding like Charlie Brown's teacher right there.
So, it was saying that 50% of women go on and get their next before they break up with their current. And I don't think this is true. This is not true.
Wait,
not
50% of women what?
Find the
they know who's
going to
take the. Yeah, they
know who's
going to
take their man's place.
Oh, so they done found somebody by the time it's over.
Yeah.
Hmm. And why don't you believe that?
I mean, it's not. I don't think it's 50. I don't think it'll be 50%. It might be 10%, but it's not 50%.
I would disagree with you wholeheartedly.
You want to disagree with me today all day long?
I mean. All right. Let's think about this. There's a certain percentage. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Out that 50%, there's a certain percentage that is a trifling hoe, and she just needs somebody to take care of her. So she not gonna take care of herself. So she gonna go from one to the next. All right. So that trifling hoe, whatever percentage that is, boom, put that to the side. Then you have those dependent women, who you know. They not necessarily needing you for your physical things, but it's more emotional. They just need a man. They need somebody to be with. So you got that group right there. Boom. All right. Then you got the females who, you know what I'm saying, necessarily ain't shit, and they was already fucking with dude on the side. And when you leave, you know what I'm saying, he just slid right in because he was there when you was there too. You know what I'm saying? He probably the reason that you ain't there no more. So you got that percentage right there. Boom. You got another chunk of women who say to themselves, like, yeah, you know what? I don't want to be with nobody. I just want to get myself together. And then somebody stumble upon while they getting out of that and say, well, you know, maybe I should give him a chance. So when you start adding those chunks up, there's no way that it's 10%. There's no way that it's 10%. Now, 50 may not be accurate. It may be low, it may be high. But I think it's somewhere between 30% and 60%, somewhere between there. But 10%, nah, I think that's
60.
Entirely too low. Somewhere between
30 to 60,
yeah.
Well, was at 50, Jesus Christ, you done took your time over.
I mean, also realize if you're a female in a relationship, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all are used to certain things, and y'all don't want to do without those things. Dick, to be specific. So you go have somebody. Another amount of y'all is just, you know, and I'm not saying it's not like this for men either, but what I'm saying is that I don't believe that, you know, you have some of them who say, all right, I'm going to get out this relationship, I'm going to decompress, I'm going to get my shit together, and I'm going to do what I got to do. But I don't think that's a large amount because that's a responsible thing to do, and I don't think most humans are responsible.
Okay. All right. I agree.
So, yeah, 10% just seems very low to me.
Okay, 10% may be low. Just throwing a number out there, but yeah, but when you start factoring in the different types of women that it is, I get it. Now, am I in any of that number? No.
But also, there's another, you know what I'm saying, demographic is, like, no, I'm supposed to because this is the one, like God got me out of that relationship for this relationship. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you may not be with him, but you're like, you know what? If I ever get single, that nigga, he getting a shot. You know what I mean? So just because you ain't with him, don't mean you don't have in mind who the next dude is. You know what I'm saying? So even with that, even for those women who are.
But what if you're like, okay, I'm in my relationship, I'm gung-ho, I'm not paying any attention to any other man. When you get out, let's say the relationship ends, and you get out, you have to find new hoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got the stash that you used to have when you were single. You know, because you definitely, when you're single, you definitely got a stash of about 4 or 5. If you ain't, then something's wrong.
You don't need a stash. You have a vagina.
Your stash is
a snap of the finger.
No, it's not. Your stash, for me, your stash would be your specific shit that you like. Like, oh, he does this. I like that about him. That's what he does. That's, if I feel like that shit is what I want, that's who the fuck I'm going to call. You got a stash. It ain't like you out here on POF and snapping your fingers and you opening up your cat and everything.
No.
Right.
You got your specifics. You got just, okay, he likes to, you know, put his hands around my throat a little bit. I like that shit. So, therefore, hey, I need some rough manhandling type shit today. So, that's who I'm going to call. You know? Just saying. Then you got the one.
You have a point. You have a point. But my only point is that if you happen to lose contact with that choker, I'm sure that you could find another one because you have a vagina.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No,
and you say to a motherfucker, listen, son.
I don't want another one. I want that one.
Yeah, but he's gone now. He's on to the next hole.
Well, no, it could be possible he's not on to the next, and all you have to say is, hey, hello, how you doing? And he's going to be like, hey, girl, where you been? You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be
hey, right, Biggie there, hey, night.
Like, hey, just because he know, you know, like, she do some shit that I like, too. And he being respectful because, you know, y'all, if you got a stash, you done talk to your stash. You done had a conversation with him, like, hey, look, reason why we got to stop doing this is because I now have a boyfriend, so therefore we can't do this no more. Right? And they're going to be, see, most hoes, they understand, oh, we need to respect her space. We need to give, you know, let her be in her relationship and not try to fuck that shit up for her. And then if that relationship fall apart, you know she coming back. Just know she coming back. Just know.
I hear what you're saying.
Be that like she
and yeah, you got a point. But, if I'm beating it up, and you talking about, yeah, I got a man now, I was here first. He got to get in with
you. Well, you should open up your mouth. Maybe you should open up your mouth and told the young lady that you liked her a little bit more than just the fucking shit. Like, what?
No, but I don't. I'm just saying. We're going to continue this.
That's selfish. No. That's not right.
And who amongst us isn't selfish?
Taylor's here. Yay! Taylor's here. Hey, girl.
You make it seem like you're not selfish.
Wait a minute. Where did she go? Which way did she go, George? Which way did she go?
Which way did she go?
How
was
that selfish? Hey, boo-boo. Oh, sorry. So, wait a minute. How is that selfish?
I heard you saying, if he do what I like. I never heard you say if he like what I do to him.
Yes, I did.
That's you being selfish.
No.
You said
that
he may like. No, you said he may like what she do to him. Right? That's him being selfish too. Sometimes giving pleasure is what you want to do. I never heard you put that into the equation. You just said that if you like getting it or he liked getting it. Excuse me?
We're both out here just giving each other some good shit. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you being selfish like most of us are. Most of us are selfish. Come on, stop it.
Most of us are being selfish. How? Wait, how?
I'm not gonna divulge some of the information that I have in my head. I'm just gonna say that most of us are selfish, and I'm gonna leave it like that until I get pushed to the edge.
Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge.
Exactly.
Dummy. I don't know what happened to Taylor's phone. But, Danny.
Taylor don't know what happened to Taylor.
Hallelujah. I don't know what happened to her phone line. She was there, and then she wasn't there.
I can't.
But.
Is Sarah No H still with us? You still there, Sarah No H?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, let me ask you a question, Sarah No H.
Okay.
Do you think the most...
This is Sarah No H, not Medusa.
There you go. Do you think that most people are selfish?
Do I think that most people are selfish?
Nah, she's fucking an echo.
No, I'm... Okay. So, honestly, I think it's about half and half. 50% of the world is selfish and other people are not. But the selfishness is for a different reason. I think like 50% are selfish.
I think you're freestyling right now. You just don't want to agree with me. And you want to go that half and half shit so you could be
no,
on both of us.
No, it's not.
Or both of our sides.
I'm not going to say most people. I think it's a like half people. Half of people are selfish.
Mm. I try
what
not
do you
to
define
be selfish.
It's in our nature to be selfish. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't. All right, look at this. Do you have more people? I don't have the numbers in front of me, so I don't know. But do you have more people who take jail sentences for crimes they didn't commit, or more people who snitch to get out of jail sentences and save their ass?
That's
I think you get more people who snitch.
There are. I believe there are more people that snitch just because people believe in self-preservation.
Exactamundo. So that's what I mean.
But
about
that doesn't mean that doesn't equate to most people being selfish. You said most people are selfish, right? But
yes.
It's not most people. There is a population of people that are selfish, right? But I think it's not most people. I don't think you could just you're basically saying major. That's like saying most men are dogs. That's a generalization, I think. You can say there's a percentage of men that are dogs, and you can say there's a percentage of people that are selfish.
Right, and that percentage is the majority, yes.
No, it's
most
not.
Men are
I
dogs.
Agree.
Yes.
Well, yeah, okay. Maybe with that, that's probably a true statement. Because I don't know how y'all know.
I mean,
I'm joking.
Men are bred to be dogs.
I don't agree with that. No, I don't agree with
men
that.
Men are bred to be
okay,
dogs.
What?
Men are bred to be dogs.
What are you, a chihuahua? Are
men are bred.
Shit?
When I say dogs, I mean those who think that they are superior to women and that they can subjugate a weaker sex. Men are bred to be
like
that. From you look in the Bible and it says God is a he. You know what I'm saying? Subconsciously, that's telling you that he is above everything else. We're bred to be like this. You know what I'm saying? Where if God is everything, then God has to be either an entity or a male and a female. Or you know what I'm saying? It just can't be one. So we're bred to think that men are the head of the household. Yeah, you're the head of the household, but I don't know how many men run households. Women usually run households. Know what I mean? So we're bred to be like that. You know what I'm saying? And people are bred to be selfish. You listen to children. One of the first words that children say is mine, mine, give me.
Right.
Me,
I mean,
mine.
And I get that. I think that, like I said, I won't say majority, but I think there is a population of people that are selfish, and that selfishness comes from different reasons. Some people are selfish because they're narcissists. Some people are selfish because of the way that they were raised, because they never had anything, and when they had something, they did get something, they had to fight with somebody else to get it, to protect it, so they feel like they have to be selfish in order to protect themselves. When a person does, when you do something in an act of selfishness, whatever that act may be, you're doing it, at the bottom line, there's something there related to preserving yourself. Because if I'm going to be selfish with my time, I'm going to be selfish with my money, I'm going to be selfish with my affection, I'm going to be selfish with whatever, because at the end of the day, I'm protecting myself. Just like snitches. Like you snitch, people snitch because they're selfish. I want to protect myself, so therefore I'm going to snitch on Joe Blow because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Joe Blow's my dude and everything. We cool. You know what I'm saying? That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? That's the homie. But at the end of the day, myself, what I feel for myself, my family, and everything else that has to go is more important than Joe, because I'm going to protect me. And that's what I'm saying. There are people that are out there like that, but I think it's just wrong to say majority of people are selfish. Or I'm not going to say not even necessarily say wrong. I just think that that's not the best observation of, you know, I agree to some extent, but it ain't that selfishness is not to, like you're saying, almost everybody. So that's to me when you say most people. I'm thinking, okay, if you have a sample of 100 people, then you basically are saying 80 out of 100 are selfish. And
nigga, 51 out of 100 is most.
Shut up, Ron.
Why I gotta shut up? You can throw numbers out the moment I throw numbers out, just shut up. See, you being selfish with the airwaves.
51 is not most. No,
51 is most. What are you talking about?
I'm being logical.
That's a majority. That's
not
most.
You no, it's not. That's only one over the.
Imaj, can you give her a lesson, please, and let her know what most is, majority? Can you let her know that, please, Imaj?
But 51 is not that much of a majority over 50. Or 49. Well, if it's 51, it'll be 49. Look at you got me. Shut up. I don't want to talk about this no more.
You see how common sense trickles into her lip slowly but surely? She like, I'm saying something that makes sense. No, I'm not.
Shut up.
Y'all are hilarious.
I'm saying you took it for 80%. I never said 80%. I don't know. I think you were just saying that number to make your point seem better, honestly. But most is 50.1%. How about 50.1% and 49.9%?
Okay.
I got the majority. I got most. I'm just saying more people than not are selfish.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Whatever you say.
That's like a Maj with that 10% shit. What the fuck y'all be coming with your numbers from? This nigga talk about most is 87.3%, and this nigga over here talk about, you know what I'm saying, only 10% of men. And what the fuck is y'all talking about?
I'm not the one who polled these people. And speaking
y'all
of
niggas is not
people,
mathematicians. I know that.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I am not. And when I tell you, when I get ready to go back to school in January, I'm going to need a tutor, point blank period.
I hear that.
I'm going to need one. That's just not my shit. I can give you some words all day long, but don't you ask me about no goddamn
right.
math equation. Don't you ask me nothing.
I see.
No. Mm-mm. Shut up. Anyway, speaking of polls, this week, hot topic has been John Legend is the sexiest man alive per the people answering. And so the poll is terrible because they don't ask people. They don't, you know what I'm saying? Like they don't ask real people. Just a group of them, of the senior editors sitting around the room saying, hey, let's make a list. And let's pick somebody. There's no vote. There's no nothing. But John Lennon is the sexiest man alive for the next year. No. I'd like to decline.
That nigga look like Caillou.
He still got you pick Caillou. Oh, Lord. Well, I have him as Arthur the Aardvark.
I'm done.
Arthur, Caillou, he looked like one of them. PBS specials. I just know that much.
Everything's on PBS. John Legend is now the new Reading Rainbow.
y'all are ridiculous.
Nah, they shouldn't have said that. That man, that's, you know, he probably almost even looked like Curious George on PBS. Let me pull up the,
Y'all are terrible.
He might be handsome. He might be a handsome man. But he ain't
He's
but
not
definitely
sexy,
not
the thing to laugh.
That's sexy. That was a lie. And the truth ain't in it.
So now, so,
there's
all
a whole
right,
lot
right,
more
all right,
looking
all right.
good than being sexy.
And I was about to go there. So maybe they're not talking about his only his physical attributes. Maybe they're talking about sexy and then, all right. So you see how on GQ they had Pharrell with the new masculinity. Maybe they have
mm-hmm.
a new sexy. You know what I'm saying? So he seems to be more emotional than a lot of the other most handsome men in the world. He seems to he has a supermodel, quote unquote, wife. So that means he has pretty women who's attracted him to him. So I mean,
mm-hmm.
maybe they're looking at a broader spectrum than just what he physically looks like. You know what I mean? Maybe they're adding other things into that. He wears crocheted
mm-hmm.
sweaters. You know what I mean? He has fucking. He's a metrosexual. You know what I mean? He goes and he gets manis and petties and shit like that. So I don't know. Maybe they're looking at that. I can't call it. I mean, if I was a female, I wouldn't give him no pussy.
When I think of him, when I look at him, I think more like, oh, he's adorable. I don't think, oh, he's sexy. I think, oh, he's adorable. John Legend, he's adorable. He's adorable. It's like Kirk Franklin, like adorable. Oh, just adorable. Oh, little guy.
I'm done with you. She said like Kirk Franklin, and then she called him little guy. I'm done.
I'm just saying. I don't, that's not, that, yeah, they, you know, I don't, they need, no. They need to get some real people to answer those questions. But, you know, we know they've been wrong before. They always got some foolishness. Like, how does that happen? How does that person, yeah. But now that she's broken down like that, it makes sense that there's a bunch of them in there who don't really have a clue of what is considered to be what and just making decisions and saying, oh, this is what we say according to us. No, you need to poll some real folk so they can tell you the truth.
I mean, but that's everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look at, like, March Madness or college basketball. Well, how did this team get in and this team didn't get in? You know what I mean? Whenever you have things where people vote for things where it's not a vote transparent. You know what I mean? Where you can see how everybody
mm-hmm.
voted and what's the criteria. It always be
mm-hmm.
some bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, how did this person win?
Yeah.
How did this motherfucker get the Republican nomination? For president, you know what I'm saying? Like it's always
right.
some crazy shit when there's some people behind the scenes. So, I mean, fuck it. Ain't none of y'all fucking him anyway. He fucking, you know what I'm saying? The cat lady.
The cat lady.
Yeah, somebody once
Why
told me she looked like
the
cat.
Lady?
Because somebody told me she liked a cat. So that's what I think about when I think of her. Like, she kind of do look feline-ish.
I hate you.
why? Because she looks like, you know what I'm saying? Like old boy from fucking Beauty and the Beast.
I can't with you. I can't. I'm not about to do with you right now. I refuse to.
She's like a feminine beast. Oh, shit. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Y'all making me seem like I'm the bad guy. Stop making me like I'm the bad guy. I'm not the bad guy. Oh, no, y'all don't got a shit to say. I'm the fucking bad guy.
Oh, my gosh. It just kind of looked like a feline. No. Oh, my God. Why did you put that in my... I can't unsee
you see,
it now,
you
Ron.
Had to look at her. You look, look she
fucking
like fucking
see.
Beauty and the Beast.
I can't
who looks like a feline?
I can't unsee it now. That girl look like a. She do look feline-ish. I can't.
She do
can't
look feline-ish.
It.
Yes.
I can't unsee it. I cannot unsee it. Chrissy Teigen look. Chrissy, excuse me. Teigen looks feline-ish.
Wow.
I can't. Mm-hmm. I cannot. I can't unsee it. I can't unsee this shit now, Ron.
She does.
Wow,
listen,
yes,
I ain't here to lie to you. I might lie.
Oh my God.
You,
yes. Oh my God. Especially this picture right here.
Listen, I'm saying she looked like she belonged in Cats.
I can't. I'm
oh,
not.
Oh Lord,
I can't. Not.
She
belonged in the Winter Garden Theater.
I hate you so much right now. I can't unsee this. I cannot unsee it. Oh my God, look at her. I'm sending it to the office right now.
I'm
oh
saying y'all
God.
Need to y'all need to listen to me more often. I know what
she
I'm
looks,
talking
she
about.
She actually looks like a Thundercat, actually.
A Chitara.
Oh my God. Stop playing.
Right. Exactly. That's
I,
lying
I
old little
you.
Sister. Lying
it.
Ho.
I hate you.
Lying ho. Holy shit, I'm so bad.
Done.
I'm
this
done.
This dude done tickled himself. He done tickled himself.
I'm just saying. But yeah, so ladies, I'm about to get out of here. I have a previous engagement I have to get to in about a half hour. So I'm gonna I got a few more minutes. All right, let's talk some bullshit.
Okay. All right.
Bullshit.
I'm tired. Oh my God.
That's because you're getting old, motherfucker.
I am too.
Y'all both old.
Well, see, you I'm older than everybody. You fucking 50 years old. Damn old ass.
I'm not 50
ass,
yet.
Nigga.
I may get there before you get there, but I'm not there yet.
You're a senior fucking citizen, and you need to get your AARP card. So. Can I get your discount for your coffee at McDonald's?
You know what?
Because I know you.
You know
just order a senior. Just go up there and say, "Can I get a senior?"
I know
coffee?
You get. I know you get your senior coffee at McDonald's. You can't tell me you don't. I know you do. Black. Let me get a black coffee. Yo, B.
All right, you just a hater now. You're just a fucking hater.
Yo, B, let me get a black coffee. Let me get a large black coffee.
You just a hater now for no reason. It's not even cute. It's not even cute. It's actually very ugly. It's actually very ugly for you to hate like that. Not attractive in at least a little bit.
So to get from that bullshit. So how y'all feeling about this fight last night that was in the football game?
Oh my God! You know what? Let me tell you something. That shit. Now I totally can understand the frustration, cause Rudolph, he's that motherfucker. Whatever, he was fucking in the wrong. But for old boy to take his damn helmet, that man's helmet, and smack that, he tried to take his head off with that helmet. I'm surprised that the boy didn't have a concussion. He hit him hard with that, and that's unacceptable. I don't care what was done. You have a code of conduct. And that was crossing the line. He basically assaulted him with a fucking football helmet. And them helmets is heavy as fuck. He could have injured that man. I mean, he could have really hurt him bad. So I think he was way out of line. However, as far as what's the name not getting any punishment, I think he should have been held responsible for the shit that he did too.
This is what I call the pussification of America.
Oh God.
Personally, I think that when men get into situations that are what they call gladiator sports, boxing, football, wrestling, MMA, Nigga, sometimes I cross that line because I got so much emotion. It just happens sometimes. All this, if this was in the real world, he would be facing charges. This is assault. This ain't the real fucking world, nigga. All this, oh, you can't do that. You have to show respect for your opponent. Fuck respect. I'm trying to win.
Okay, so I got one for you, since you want to say it from that perspective. Okay, this ain't the real world. This is sports. You know that you, okay, let's say you have a little son, right? Or even your daughter who decides that she wants to play fucking tackle football, right? And, you know, kids watch, they emulate what they see. So your daughter's in Pop Warner or on the football team, or your son on the fucking football team, and little Jimmy and him have a tussle.
Jimmy.
And little Jimmy decides that he wants to take the fucking his helmet, your son's helmet off, or your daughter's helmet off, knock him upside the fucking head with it. And you are you going to feel the same damn way? Oh, this is just a sport. No, your child, and this, let's just say your child gets knocked the fuck out because of that. How do you feel?
Well, personally, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. What did my child do before they got hit by the helmet and
it
after
don't
they
matter.
Got hit by the helmet? No.
Okay.
It does matter. All right, so boom.
If your let's just say your child face mask, your child holds the face mask or gets tangled up in the person or whatever the case may be, and they may push off on a person, do something, but that warrants that level of response. Like, you smack a man upside.
It depends on what they did before and what they did after.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
if you did something egregious before and it happened to you, then you spurred that on. If you did nothing egregious before that and it happened to you, and you did nothing after it, then now you a bitch. All right? And I'm not breeding bitches. Now, I'm not here to say that if somebody is 290 pounds and you 187, that you're supposed to fight them. I'm not necessarily saying that. What I'm saying is you're not supposed to let somebody hit you in the head with a helmet and then put your hands up. Be like, did you see what he did to me, referee? Did you see what he did to me? He hit me with the team. No, that's some bitch shit. You know what I'm saying? Because now it's like you trying to pander to the ref for the ref to make a call when somebody just busts you upside your head and you're supposed to respect your honor. You was so gangster 5 seconds ago when you was pulling my helmet, but you couldn't get mine off, but I was able to get yours off. And then I back up, and you come after me after I back up. Like, my thing is this. I mean, I get it. Certain things don't look good. It's not a good visual. I understand that. But these is grown-ass men doing violent things. And you can't expect me to turn the switch off when you fucking say it's appropriate. It don't work like that in my world. In my world. So that's how I feel about that, Amash. I say let the fuckers fight.
They fight. That's me. That's me and my sister-in-law. If she walks away, I'm like, hey, they're fighting. And she comes running away. So we just here for the fight.
Y'all are terrible. All right, ladies, I'm making my departure now.
All right, D. Ronald. Enjoy yourself.
All right, now y'all
fun.
Be good.
Bye. Have a good time.
Shall. Peace, party people. Ha, ha, ha. See you later.
Bye.
Oh, Lord. I ain't even going to look at this picture. Y'all not going to do this. I'm not going to do this.
I can't see it now, friend.
Arthur the Aardvark and Sammy the Sea Lion.
I can't.
That's all I have for them.
I can't. I'm done.
That's what I have for the world. Anything pressing on your mind, friend?
No, friend. I'm tired. You know, my birthday's next week, so, you know.
Happy birthday, please.
I'm looking forward to the birthday, you know, and you know, I'm just really tired. I'm like, what the heck? I feel like I'm old. Like, I feel like I'm not, you know, I feel like it's catching up to me. Like,
I don't just be having to go. Like, by the end of the week, I'm, like, burned out.
Okay.
But,
yeah, I
see. Know. That's why I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you are like a superhuman machine or something. I just don't understand.
No, girl, I get sad.
I
get sad. Please believe I get sad.
Like, is she ever going to slow down? You know, you got to sit down somewhere. Sit down, rest, relax.
Girl,
yeah.
Listen.
I'm the whole 9 days. So I'm excited about that. I have the weekend, of course, and then the whole next weekend, the weekend. So I'm excited about that, having that time off just to kind of decompress and relax and not have to get up and fight through traffic in the morning and fight through traffic in the evening. Thankful. So.
But,
yeah, friend.
I'm tired. I'm tired and overwhelmed in so many ways. I have some things that I'm working on, so I'm just waiting to hear back. As you heard me say, in January, I'll be going back to school. So,
nice.
So, yeah. Yeah, so it's just, I'm probably going to be tired, isn't she? I'm going to be tired.
That's nice.
I just want my body to be like, I'd much rather, let me say this. So I'm tired a lot because I'm unhappy in so many different ways, like when it comes to work-wise. So
it's like I don't want to do it, so I'm always tired.
Yeah.
Once,
I know that.
Once I get to the place that I want to be in, I think I'd be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. My tiredness doesn't come from, like, my job anymore. It more so just comes from the fact that I think I'm just getting up there a little bit. I just don't have it no more.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
I am. This week was a doozy. And being that I just got off work was a doozy today. But it was fun.
We're going to get one. And so first off, you're so silly. So let me tell you, I have been, like, I'm laying on the couch, so my tablet is on the other side of the couch. So I'm laying on the couch, so that's why you was on hold. So I'm like, oh, let me check the tablet.
It's okay. Because listen, I heard that, I called in and I was listening to you and Ron, and then I sat down on the bed. I said, oh, no. I said, nope, let me get up. And then you and Ryan was talking, and then I just decided I was going to go in the other room, and I messed around and forgot that I left my phone, and it hung up. Yes. I was like, I can't sit down. I said, nope, I'm not going to sit down. Don't you sit down.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you sit down or you do something
it's
that's
over.
Comfortable, oh, it's over. It's all
it's
the
over.
World's broke. Because I'm legit. I'm laying on the couch. I'm laying on the couch with my fuzzy socks, and I'm like, I know once we hang up and we get off this line, I'm gonna be sweet.
It's over. It's over.
I'm gonna be sweet. So we talked about single people.
Oh, Lord.
We talked about John Legend.
In the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay. This John Legend thing, right? When I first heard about it, I was like, okay. But then I was like, wait, like who was the panel that voted on this? Like, what? Like, who all? Like, who all was, like, out of everybody in the world, they was like, okay, we got Jason Momoa, we got Idris Elba, we got...
He's already been in it.
We,
he's already been in it.
we got this person, that person, this person, all these men out here. Somebody was like, you know who we should put in that hat? John Legend. And everybody else was like, yeah, right? Who were these people? Like, who?
So it's not even like, and then
I got another question. So you threw him in the hat, right? And then you shook up all the tickets, and then you picked his ticket. And then who was the one that was like, you know what? We just gonna go with this. I'm not saying John Legend is not an attractive man. He is. He is attractive to some people. He is attractive to his wife. Okay? He is attractive to somebody that got cataracts. He is attractive to somebody that got one eye. And every, I mean, hey, he is attractive to somebody. However, when I think of, like, when before me, if that was me on the voting panel, I would have been like, hey, maybe we could find somebody else. Like, is there somebody else you could ask? Like, I mean, anybody. Anybody. You can ask. Like, you can't. If no other men anywhere. I mean, I don't. What about, can we get a football player? A basketball player? I mean, I just took Don Lemon over him. There's so many other people I just could have picked. But, I mean, he got it. So, hey, congrats to you, Arthur. I'm sorry. Don Lemon.
And so the whole thing is that they don't poll the people. I just want People Magazine to get back to being for the people.
Because the name of the thing is people.
Not the senior editors sitting in the meeting deciding who's going to be the cover and we're going to have John Legend. No, I don't know if y'all watch CBS This Morning, but I do. I watch it faithfully every single morning with Tony DeCoppo, Gayle King, and the other man. I always forget his name. Anthony Mason. I watch it. So even Tony DeCoppo was on the list because of the list that is published in the magazine. And Tony DeCoppo is a very handsome white man. He was on the list. Why is he not on the cover? I would have picked him before I picked John Legend. John Legend is not sexist to nobody but his different looking wife, and she loves him. And I don't know why. He ain't even shaped right. He got the butt. She don't. Like, it's what? I just feel like he just does. He does. Anybody ever say, "Hey, that John Legend makes my hoo ha jump high in the sky"?
Listen, hey, I'm raising my hand. I ain't never said that statement. I have been drunk. I have been sober. Nor have I mentioned that thing when I was high. Therefore, no, you don't get my vote, sir. I ain't never at all times at all times. I have never once said, you know what? Looking at that John Legend that got my temperature rising, and my heart was
I
ain't never.
Right. He done got my thighs moist. No, not a word.
No. I've never even thought that.
No, because I'm like, who is? And so they were trying – so this is what some other people and I have been talking about. They were like, oh, well, maybe they were just trying to go for the nice guy role this time. Okay, he's a nice guy. Wonderful. He's a nice guy. But why is y'all – what? Nice guys do not finish last all the time. Clearly he's married. You know, he's married, he's got a wife and two chaps, and, you know, he's a good guy. But I need y'all to put somebody on there that's going to make
all the women in the world can't just fall out her pants.
Fall.
She won't.
Fall. It just fall right on out. It just fall right on off into her. If she wear them, right into her underwear. Yep, it just got a bloop right in her drawers. But he don't do that at all.
Yeah.
He gives me a headache personally.
Now that's three women right there. You know, he don't do it for. He don't do it. I don't know.
Do.
And then it was only one of us in the meeting. It's only one black woman in the meeting. The rest. Who told y'all this was okay? So white women must be out here saying, you know, that John Legend.
And clearly, we can't trust them vanilla women because they out there. That's why we got Agent Orange in office to begin with. So clearly, they not thinking with their right mind.
That part.
They don't know what they. They don't know.
They don't know what they want to do. Can't be listening to them.
It is what it is with that. I don't want no parts. I didn't sign up for this.
I don't at all.
So next one. How are y'all feeling about Robin telling all of her and Whitney's business?
I've been waiting for this. Here's what I think. I think that everybody around Whitney Houston wanted a piece of Whitney Houston. That woman is gone and in the grave. She is living her best life, singing "I Will Always Love You" up there in heaven with Aretha. Ain't nobody got time for Robin. That even if, like, I don't understand how that's the person that you love. That was the love of your life, right? You're going to go, even if that's true, you're going to go and tell all their business and they not here. Whatever memories, like, that's the love of my life.
That's
this same. Is somebody I love. I'm taking everything that we had and I'm carrying it with me every day. I'm not telling nobody nothing. And I'm certainly not going to make a dime off of them. And I think her family, Michael Jackson family, they ain't nothing good is going to come to them one way or another. Because all you're doing is just using them for money. Every chance that you get, they talking about something now, they want to do a tour where they having a projector. It's like the a virtual reality Whitney Houston to sing the song. Why? Why are we doing that?
Nope. That costs a lot of money. I don't know why. They're dumb.
Nobody is coming to see that. No. I'm like, you're just using her and her legacy every chance that you get. Every time you turn around, somebody's talking like, so what? If y'all was bumping cats, y'all was bumping cats. You know who don't give a damn? Me. Because it ain't my business. You want to know why? Because it ain't my cat. It ain't mine. It wasn't mine. And I wasn't there. I don't care.
That's funny. Right, we knew, but we didn't need you to necessarily tell us.
Us smart people that know 2 and 2 is 4, we could do that. I could do that. Okay. It makes sense why it didn't work out with him, but okay. All right, I get it. All right. Again, it's not my cat and it's not my business. That ain't something that's your love and everything else. That ain't something you write a tell-all book about. And you certainly, and you selling it to the masses. So now basically everything that y'all been through, you've been put in the book to make some money.
Crazy.
Like you just make, you just about as bad as that damn Jackson family. So
I think the funniest part about it all is when she said that on Wendy Williams that they was going to beat her up. They was going to beat Wendy Williams up, Robin and Whitney. That was the funniest part. Like, y'all was going to jump Wendy Williams? Yeah, I know y'all can still jump her, right? Except for without Whitney.
Wendy Williams is sort of, she's like seven foot ten, so she might need two people to jump her. Oh, did I say that out loud? Well, I mean, she's a whole boy. What are you talking about? She was a whole boy. Okay, that's a whole, listen, that name is Wendell. You understand me? That is a Wendell. That's a whole boy. Wendell. Yes, Wendell.
Also, speaking of Wendell and her and Tamar looking like brothers on the show, Tamar had the nerve to say, if a man does not touch you at least 3 to 4 times a week, he's gay. No, he's not gay, young lady.
Does she mean
like touch you, like I want to have sex with you and touch you on you and love on you?
Tamar's crazy.
Tamar looks like a boy too. Tamar, maybe if you she did not look like a boy, maybe a man will
somebody
want to
touch,
want to
you.
Touch you
3 to 4 times
exactly a week.
I think, oh,
boy, girl.
Why can't I see the time on this thing? Because I'm laying down and I'm just being lazy. But yeah. I just don't get it. These celebrities say some of the dumbest shit. And I'm like, yo, y'all don't think before y'all speak? Y'all don't? You're just gonna let it fly, huh? Gonna let it fly. That is just... Okay, so I'm watching Batman Forever. Out of all these Batmans... Oh, this is the one before... Okay, this is the one with the Riddler in it. I don't really like this one. Why am I watching this shit? This is not the one I like. Don't be judgmental about me. Because I'm watching this shit. Thing is, that's on TV. And I'm not at home, so I wish that my hotel had more stuff to watch. Anybody else got anything pressing on their brain? Event or something.
You know, I think everybody is like, we know we be cutting up. Listen to the very
right, like we tired. Like we
is tired.
I guess I got some control. I'm not going to throw no shade. I'm not going to do that. I was going to throw some because me and Taylor still haven't had the whole conversation. Or whatever. I wasn't
going to
throw no shade.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. Since you tagged me in, because you brought it up.
No,
I didn't bring it up. You tagged me in by association. I have a word. So, folks, stop marrying these people that you don't love because it sounds good. Okay? Please stop. You out here playing with people's emotions and time. Me personally, I would have been hot like fish grease if I went out and bought an outfit to go to this function, only to find out in less than 2 to 3 months y'all was getting divorced. I'm sending y'all a receipt. I'm sending you 2 receipts, one for my damn outfit and one for my gift. I went, listen, I take PayPal. I take Zelle. I take Cash App. You could Venmo me. You understand me? I take money orders. I take checks. I take cashier's check. I want all my money back.
Okay, I cannot. I'm not doing this with you. I'm not gonna do it. I'm too tired. My brain is not. And furthermore, I'm sending you another invoice
because I had to show up early to the wedding, okay? And I had to stay for the reception, and I had to get my piece of cake. I'm charging you my time too. Yes, you're about to pay me for all of that. Out here playing around with my damn time like I ain't got other shit to do.
Okay.
Because you want to sit around and play house. You could have did, first of all, you could have did that. It's called shacking up. You could have did that and left me the hell out of it. Okay? You could have did that and left me the hell out of it. I could have freed up my damn weekend to do some other shit. You sit around here tired. I could have saved up. You know what I'm saying? I could have spent my Saturday on my couch, being, you know, falling in love with my couch again. But I got up on my Saturday, took my time to get ready to show up at your function, and look at this bullshit. No.
I can't. People out here trying on marriage. And it's like, oh, this doesn't fit. Now I got to return it. Like, yo. Because that's not a pair of shoes. And that's not the only one I know that has done it within the course of the last year. I'm not the only one. I know a couple more. But, like, y'all just so eager to be married and don't know. That's probably why I'm not married, because I fear marrying the wrong person. But I just, because for me, it's going to be a lifetime commitment. It's not, oh, you get on my nerves on Friday, we're divorcing on Thursday. Like, it's not going to be that shit. Like, you're going to be mad? You mad? Go sit in the other room then. I'm not listening to that shit. Go in the other room until you're not so mad, and we can talk about this later.
You get a whole.
I'm going after my PC.
You get a 30-minute timeout. You get a 30-minute timeout, and you get a juice box. That's what you get. You get to sit your ass in the other room for 30 minutes and get you a juice box, and chill out. And then when you're done, we can have this conversation.
I'm going to my she shed. I'm going outside to my she shed, and you better not try to burn it down. That's what I'm
saying. There you go.
I'll be back in about an hour. Maybe you'll be ready to talk. I don't know. Matter of fact, I'm going to my mama's house. I'm going to give your ass the whole weekend. Get your shit together. Oh, Lord, you just died. But yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that with them. Mess. Just out here just trying to. This marriage comes in a size 32. Like, what are you doing?
Girl, yeah.
And this is why divorce rates are skyrocketing in this retarded shit. Y'all out here marrying people y'all don't know.
Yeah,
people think it's a joke. Like, oh, yeah, I agree. So, I've been told to just like to sit back and watch. It's just so hard to just kind of sit back and watch.
It's really hard to sit back and watch a train wreck.
Yeah, I just gotta sit back and watch. I can't do anything about it. Just gotta let it happen. So that's where I'm at with life. I'm just gonna let it happen. Like, oh, that's what's going down. Okay. I'm sorry for yawning. But yeah. Like, there's another person on my timeline. Well, I think like he legit got married like 2 years ago.
He just showed something about an engagement party.
Sir, how are you having an engagement party? You were just married.
I think it's the men who will be looking for the next woman versus that article that I read talking about women are looking for the next man. These men are the ones. It's them. That's the message. That's who it is. Don't be able to tell me nothing different. So, you know what we're going to do? Since we get control of this, we're going to cut this tonight short because I'm tired and I feel like if I continue to sit here, I'm going to pass the fuck out. So, let's see here. Let's see. Let's get Taylor back in here and then we're going to say goodnight. Hey, Taylor,
hey,
you're back.
Sorry about that. Yeah. That was my bad.
Okay.
My Bluetooth, it got the little thing on the side, and I hit it, and then it was over.
And then it's off.
Yeah. It just said disconnected. I said, wait, I didn't do that. But okay.
That's funny. So, I'm going to make an executive decision here because we're all tired. And we want to go to bed. So, we're going to cut this tonight short. We're not going to go the whole till the 12 o'clock. So, we'll be back here. Well, wait a minute. What's next week? Next week. Okay, next week is not Thanksgiving. So, we'll be back here next week. Then, we'll take a break. We'll be off after Thanksgiving. And then, yeah. So, and then after, we'll determine what we'll do in December. But, yeah, I'm tired. That's all about it. So, when I tell y'all, driving takes a lot out of you, especially when you've been driving all day and you just ate, like, for the first time at, like, 10 o'clock. Yeah, my body is like that. Get your life all the way together. So, we will see each other next week. Hopefully, these celebrities and their shenanigans and other people in the world have got their shit together before we reconvene. But you ladies have a good weekend. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. We're celebrating my bestie's birthday. All right, so good night, and we'll see each other next week.
All right.
Good night.